Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kelowna Historical Village Director Nancy Roth about Christmas at the Village. The Kelowna Historical Village is having Christmas at the Village, and that runs from now until January 31st. So what can you tell me about that?
Well, we have a local gentleman's Christmas collection that we acquired a couple years ago. And so he comes in and he sets up all of his wonderful items. So we have a 12-foot tree that has 9,000 lights and over 3,000 ornaments on it. And about 50 of those ornaments move on the tree. And then, of course, you got to have the pickles on the tree. So not just one pickle, we have four pickles. That's the game that you play. If you find the pickle, then you have good luck. So that's kind of fun for kids to be able to search and find. He also has a Christmas village that has over 500 different pieces to it. That's buildings and people and trees, and it's all lit up. So that's a lot of fun. We also have a couple little games that you can play where you can search and try to find different things. And then we have a little prize that you can get. We have a wonderful Fontanini nativity set, which is an Italian nativity, and it is more of a biblical times looking nativity. So that's in our big showcase window. Then there's other little things that he has set up. Now we do have in our English quilt gallery, we have a wonderful collection of red and white quilts hanging right now that are early to late 1800s and dating. And then we have a variety of different nativities set up in that room also.
It sounds like there's a lot of displays that are going on. How long have you been having this gentleman come in with all of his stuff?
I think we decided that the nativity window is what we did the first year. And so I think this is the fourth year for the nativity. And then the year after he did the nativity, I asked him if he would mind decorating our big tree. And he said, sure. So I think that's the third year for the tree and the village. And of course, every year, both of those grow. He finds new pieces to add to them and stuff. So yeah, 4 years and 3 years.
What was his name?
His name is Scott Allen.
Okay, so what sort of connection does he have with the Historical Village other than doing this?
Scott's worked here at the Historical Village as a guide. He helps with the bus tours. And so he's just friends with the village, and he's lived in Kelowna his whole life and has a lot of family history in the community. So he's helped me decorate and display things in the past. And sometimes I would get tired of decorating this big tree and kind of hit him up 1 year on that. And he thoroughly enjoys doing things like that. He's got different seasons that he pulls out, and put it this way, it helps me out a lot because sometimes that's not my forte, and that's something that he does extremely well.
Why do you feel like having a display such as this is good for the Historical Village?
Well, we're always trying to find new and exciting things for people to come to the village. We don't want them to always think that it's the same old thing. And if they come in, they're like, well, I've been here. So we're always trying to have different displays and new events that the community and families with young kids can come in and realize that this just isn't in a place with a bunch of old buildings and a bunch of old stuff. We want it to be an exciting place to come to, a learning place to come to. We feel here that the Historical Village is a major part of this community, of course, for the historical part of the community, but just a fun place to come to.
What is an example of one of these animated ornaments that's on the tree right now?
There are so many of them. He's got like a little ballerina that's moving. It's kind of almost like a puppet. It's on strings. He's got a snowman that's got a fishing pole in its hand. And then the fishing pole goes down, and it's got down and up, and it's got a fish on the end of it. Oh, it's just never ending. Got kind of the glass balls, and then there's like a group of kids sitting in the middle of it looking at toys, and then there's a train that revolves around them that's moving on tracks, and it goes on and on. I mean, there are just so many neat ones. And every time you come in here, you see a different type of ornament on here that you hadn't seen before.
Is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
Well, we are going to be open this Wednesday night. We're kind of in winter hours, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And I know sometimes that's hard for people to get in, you know, during those times. So this Wednesday will be our last Wednesday that we're open until 7. There is an admission charge to come in and see the displays at $6 for adults 16 and above, $2 for kids 7 through 15. I feel that that's well worth their stop and their, plus we have lights all outside of the village. It's just a really neat family experience. So I will also be here Christmas Eve, open 11 to 3. If people have families in town and they want something to see prior to going to church service or something, they need to swing by. We'll be open on Saturday.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Nancy Roth. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.